Number one for New Country 96.3 is Hawkeye in the Morning. Michelle Rodriguez with you. Al Farb, an amazing night last night at the American Airlines Center with Kane Brown.
Superstar.
And Jordan Davis. Yeah, but we got to catch up with him before the show. Mm-hmm. And Kane, you have been having such an amazing year.
It's been crazy.
We've seen, in fact, we had you not too long ago at our first country close-up show, and then you told us about this NBA tour where you were hoping to shoot around with some of the guys.
Yeah, I mean, is that something you've been able to do in every city? Like, did you shoot around with Luka here?
No. So there's an NBA protocol where you can't use the facilities. Some people have let us use the facilities. Not going to say who, but yeah, some of them are just uptight.
Oh, yeah.
But I get it, though. I don't want to affect their seasons. You know?
No, it's unfortunate. And so I saw that you guys are also working on some wine, you and your wife, Caitlin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. That's her project. She wanted to do something else, and that's just one of the things that she thought about doing.
Okay, because we just talked to Old Dominion a few days ago. They have their own tequila. Midland has their own tequila. Do you have anything like that? Like, is there a side gig for you?
I did at the very beginning, and I'm still on it. But mine's, instead of doing what everybody else is doing, I want to make a barbecue sauce.
Oh, sweet. I like that. Yeah. Barbecue sauce. That'd be cool. Do you have a Traeger? Do you smoke? What do you do? Pellets? Do you do?
Well, no. Yeah, we have a Traeger. We do pellets. I can barely use the thing.
I know.
So usually I'll invite people over and say, "Yo, do you know how to grill? I have a really nice grill. You should try it, you know?"
I have not cooked one thing. Like, what would be the introductory thing to do for somebody that's never cooked on a Traeger?
Oh, the Traeger comes with a cookbook. I don't know how to use it, but it comes with one.
What have you made?
I've literally probably only made, like, hot dogs and hamburgers.
That's it, yeah.
I don't do chicken because I can never tell if it's cooked. I mean, but you can do everything on a Traeger.
Now, Kane, I want to talk about famous friends for just a second. You bring out a different famous friend every night. So like Patrick Mahomes and different celebrities here in DFW. It was Randy Travis. Just a huge success of that song with you and Chris Young.
I remember we had that song and I teased it on Instagram. And I don't think he was going to release it as a single. I was like, you should just put this out as a single, man, because we've wrote so many songs together, and we've put out some songs together, but they never got singles. So, felt good.
And Kane, we absolutely love One Mississippi. It's been such a great hit.
Yeah, it's been doing really good live too. Every time when we're starting to play it, this big like 3D sign comes up over our screen, and it just says One Mississippi, and people just start freaking out. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I know this guy. Like, did you find him on Facebook or Instagram or something? The guy that wrote it.
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, he was an artist. He wrote his own music, and he tagged me and Darius Rucker and Jimmy Allen, and I just opened it just to listen to it because I like trying to find new talent, and I just had him come up and sat back, and the label loved it so much we took it as our next single, and so it's changing his life. He got to move to Nashville, and he's writing with a bunch of other writers, so it's been good for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's so solid that you're out there doing that and you're finding your artists like Restless. I mean, those guys are so good too.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're killing it, by the way.
Like, you're using your platform to open opportunities for other artists that, I mean, otherwise would never be heard.
Yeah, no, it's cool. You know, just use your platform for something. I'll feel more successful at it whenever I get more people that I can break. So if you're listening to this, just send me a DM if you like music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just have to say again. I went in not, you know, respecting Kane Brown and everything he's done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a super fan now for life.
Wow.
And I will go and I will see his show from start to finish every time. And if you haven't and you're on the fence, definitely when you have the next opportunity, next time he comes into town, go see Kane Brown.
So he has taken it to another level.
He has stepped up his game so much. And I've seen him and I've had the opportunity. And I told this, I said this to him off the air. I said, it has been so great, wonderful, somebody who is in country music and does this for a living, to see somebody go from, oh, we're not going to play that kid from YouTube, to superstar selling out American Airlines Center.
He was at the Rustic with us when he first was like taking off on YouTube, and you know, not a lot of people were, you know, supporting him. And now, you know, you were talking about the way you were describing him, this entertainer of the year.
I mean, really entertainer of the year. And that's exactly, I'm glad that you said that, because that's exactly what popped in my head when I was like, he's entertainer of the year.
Right. You say he used the stage like thoroughly, every inch of the stage. And that's stuff that I've heard people talk about. Kenny Chesney. Mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney does that. And Luke Bryan.
I mean, and definitely Kane Brown is in that same contention. So
well, that is so
awesome.
He gets
my nomination.
Yeah, we love Kane Brown. We love that he has been so available. And
I love that he wants to give back. Like he was talking about sliding in his DMs. And he said on stage, he got so emotional. I might have, shed a tear.
Yeah.
Said, I didn't come from, he came from nothing.
Yeah.
His own family didn't even accept him when he was born.
Oh, man.
Because he's biracial.
Biracial, yeah.
And he just said, you can come from nothing and have this.
Oh.
And it's just
Yeah, man, Kane. And like he said, if you are an aspiring musician, slip into his DMs. He's looking for musicians, for artists to elevate and use his platform for that and give back.
So anything's possible, guys.